Terry Bowman. He is the president and founders of Union Conservatives. Terry, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Always a pleasure to talk with you, sir.
Thank you so much. For folks who haven't heard you on the program before, tell us what Union Conservatives is.
Well, Union Conservatives is an organization that was born out of frustration with the far-left political agenda of the union leadership. And we have a lot of members in my organization, mostly conservative Republicans, but we do have independents as well, and quite a few Democrats who also believe that the far-left political activism of the union officials is not where we need to be going at this point. So Union Conservatives was born out of that frustration.
And you are a member of a union as you work in the automobile industry.
That is correct. I still go to work every day, or I should say every night. I'm a midnight shift worker. On the line for Ford Motor Company. So it's still something that I enjoy. It's something that I'm proud of, actually, as a UAW member.
Do you feel pressure? Do you get grief from the UAW because of your stance?
Sure. And, you know, anytime you really do something that is, well, what they would consider radical, but what I would call just embracing truth and reality, you're going to get that persecution. But when what you do actually represents truth, you just have to do it anyway. And so that's my philosophy.
Have you ever feared for your safety?
Unfortunately, yes. I am part of a unfortunate group of people who have literally had their lives threatened. And it's not something that I worry about day to day, but especially not with the people that I work with. But there are a contingent of union workers out there who don't like my political philosophy, and that more than anything is what really raises their ire. And so, unfortunately, yes, but it's not something that concerns me or changes what I do each and every day with Union Conservatives.
I saw the Fox 2 Detroit stories, the videotaping of UAW Chrysler workers. Now, there's been a series of these stories where they had video of workers during lunchtime before they went into work drinking, smoking, taking illegal drugs. And I know because of these stories, you believe that the unions, that the UAW in particular, need to require stronger drug-free work policies, and you put a press release out signifying that.
Well, that's correct. And in fact, the timing of the press release was done on purpose because they are now in negotiations for the existing contract. And, you know, it's unfortunate that workers feel no other recourse than to call a TV station anonymously to report these drug abuses and alcohol abuses by their fellow workers. And so we think to keep unions viable, and remember, Union Conservatives is a pro-union organization. We just think that there has to be some things that are changed with unions in order to keep the support of the public. And one of those things is that we have to require stronger workplace drug-free policies up to and even including random drug screening. But it's not only for workers. It's also for union officials and for the company leaders as well, because what's good for the worker is good for the officials, as like I said, as well.
And the workplace for the automobile industry has changed. Back in the day, it's been well documented that there was drugs, there was alcohol, there was prostitution, there was gambling, there was all types of things happening that shouldn't have been. I know most of that has been cleaned up, but according to these reports, there are still workers out there putting folks like you in danger, because if you come in buzzed or intoxicated and you're working these crazy machines, who knows what could happen?
Well, that's exactly right. And for people who are not familiar with the assembly line or manufacturing work atmosphere, it's not like you're working next to somebody in a cubicle where you can smell the alcohol, or sometimes you can, depending on how bad it is. But so that's the reason why a lot of these people are not found out until, unfortunately, something happens that causes people to find out. In other words, an accident or an accident for somebody else, not necessarily themselves. So we think that it's time, in order to keep the public support for unions strong and viable, we have got to change workplace policies. And we think there's no better time to do that now.
Well, I imagine that drinking and doing drugs is already illegal, but you want stronger drug-free rules and policies. Be specific. What are they now and what should they be?
Okay. Well, currently, in any manufacturing facility, you're going to find written rules that obviously say that no employee has a right to come to work under the influence of alcohol or illegal drugs, of course. However, the policy is theory, and what actually happens in reality at the workplace are two totally different things. I am a UAW member, and I have seen it firsthand of many employees coming to work drunk, high, and even abusing prescription drugs. And the reason for the press releases that say that it is still happening, even though these policies are in place. And is it the fault of management that are not finding out what's going on? Well, possibly, but let's all work together and solve this issue.
Okay, but what needs to be done that isn't being done?
Well, some of these workplace policies can and up to including random drug screening, I think, is necessary to keep everybody safe in the union shop floor. And it's an important part of it. And union officials need to refocus the training and the policies on their workers and be more focused on this information and the company leaders and working together in trying to identify employees who are specifically abusing this problem. And I think there also needs to be something in place where employees don't have to call anonymously TV stations, but can report abuses anonymously right through the company itself.
All right, Terry, I got to get to break. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony, as always.